Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, early this month, we talked about, have you been saved or deceived? And Pastor Reynolds brought out that when we stand before God in judgment, there will be those that talk about all the wonderful things they did for Christ, but he will say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Make sure that you have been saved and not deceived. Then last week, we talked about sliding into paganism, and so many times there are things all around us that seem harmless, but they are doing nothing but distracting us from God and pulling us further and further away from worshiping him. Now this week, our topic is going to change gears just a little bit, but it's still something that needs to be talked about a lot. It's one of those things that many have misunderstood or have just never heard the truth on, and the subject is dealing with when the church was organized. And although there are several different opinions on the matter, we should always go back to the scriptures to find our answer.
This morning, we'd like to take our text from the book of Matthew chapter 16 and read verse 13 through verse number 19. This morning, we want to think on this subject. When was the church of the Lord Jesus Christ organized? Notice this, that every individual that is saved should completely understand that Jesus Christ said that he will build his church. Every individual that is saved should completely understand how Jesus built his church. There's a lot of people today that believe that the church was actually formed on the day of Pentecost. But that's a little bit late. Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. It's a little bit late if we assume that the church was founded on the day of Pentecost. You know, the same folks that believe that the church was founded on the day of Pentecost are the same people that believe that Israel was formed when God gave the law. You know, that's an error. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were a part of the nation of Israel. It may not seem that way to us, but that is the way the Bible says that it is. Jesus Christ organized his kind of church during his own personal ministry, and that kind of church even continues even until today. Read with me now, the book of Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? This is a very important question. Jesus Christ is simply asking his disciples, no one else, but Jesus Christ is asking his disciples whom men say that he is. In verse number 14, and they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. So a lot of people had a lot of ideas about who Jesus Christ really was. But Jesus Christ turned to the disciples, and he asked them this question, verse number 15. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And so Jesus Christ is comparing what all the world would say about Christ to what the disciples are saying about Christ. In verse number 16, And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And this is a great testimony that Peter and the other apostles knew that Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Notice in verse number 17, And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Jesus Christ is making it very clear right here that salvation does not come because of education, but rather salvation comes because of inspiration. Salvation does not come because of man's great understanding, but rather salvation comes because it is a gift that God Almighty has given unto the person. But notice in verse number 18, Jesus Christ says this, And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In verse number 18, it is very important to understand this. Jesus Christ said, also unto thee. It is no accident here that the word also is there, because the word also is talking about something in addition to salvation. It is the fulfillment of everything that a child of God really needs. That is, that a person needs to know that only God can redeem them from an eternal hell. But after salvation comes, then a person needs to know that there is a place that they can worship and serve the living God, a place that is set aside that they can adore Him more and more and more as time even progresses. Jesus said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And I know that there are those people that say that Peter is the foundation of the church. But that is erroneous. Peter is not the foundation of the church. Jesus Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus Christ did not say that Peter was going to build the church. But Jesus Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never, ever prevail against the church. Actually, Peter denied the Lord three times. Peter was even called Satan at one point by Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ is making it very clear here that He is the one that has saved every soul, and that Jesus Christ is the one that if people follow Jesus Christ and Christ alone, that He will lead them into joining His kind of church, that they will be found faithful and obedient unto Him. Notice with me in the book of Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, the Bible states here in verse number 18, right after the temptation of Jesus Christ, right after He had began His personal ministry, this is the first thing that He did in verse number 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And He said unto them, follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men. The Bible says in verse number 20, Matthew 4, verse number 20, and they straightway left their nets and followed Him. And verse number 21, and going on from hence, He saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And He called them. And they immediately left their ship and their father and followed Him. You know, this is the time when Jesus Christ called out men to follow Him. You know, it's remarkable to me that the names are given right here. The Bible states in verse number 18 that Jesus called Peter and that Jesus called Andrew. There is no accident that these names are given right here. In verse number 21, the Bible said that Jesus called James and John. And they immediately left the ship, and they left their nets, and they left all to follow Jesus Christ and to be found faithful and obedient to Him. Why are these names mentioned there? It's because that Jesus Christ wants us to associate these men with the founding of the first church. Jesus Christ wants us to remember the names of these men for future reference. You know, it is no accident their names are given, and that their names are repeated in direct relationship to the church Jesus Christ organized during His own personal ministry. Notice again, in the book of John, chapter 3, in verse number 22, the Bible says, in the very beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ, after these things came Jesus and His disciples into the land of Judea, and there He tarried with them and baptized. So the scripture here indicates that Jesus Christ was baptizing. But in the book of John chapter 4 and verse number 1, it says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, and then in parentheses in verse number 2, though Jesus Himself baptized not, but His disciples. This tells us something, that The disciples of Christ were the ones that did the baptizing. There's no doubt about all of that. This is all taking place during the ministry of Jesus Christ. Those people that believe that the church was organized on the day of Pentecost are absolutely wrong in that, because the Bible states Jesus Christ said, "I will build my church." I believe that Jesus Christ started his church. I believe that Jesus Christ added to his church on the day of Pentecost. I believe that Jesus Christ continues to add to his church daily as the gospel is preached and as people are saved and as people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice in the book of Luke chapter 6 and verse number 12, Jesus Christ, after he had prayed all night, verse number 12, "And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." And so Jesus Christ is going to do something really important right here. And Jesus Christ is praying all night to his Father who is in heaven. The Bible said in verse number 13, "And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples." So Jesus Christ at that point called together all the multitude of the disciples together. "And of them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles." And this tells us that Jesus Christ is forming his church. He had already begun to form it when he had called the disciples and he named them. But Jesus Christ is not all finished with that. Jesus Christ wants us to see the continuing forming up of his kind of church. The Bible states in verse number 14 through verse number 16, the Bible gives the names of those men that God had called. The Bible said Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. Notice in verse number 17, "And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and the great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases." Notice this, that there are three groups of people that come down from the mountain. Verse number 17 states that Jesus came down the mountain with the apostles and stood in the plain. The second group is also found in verse number 17, where it mentions the company of the disciples. These are disciples, not apostles, that were with him, is the third group. There were a great multitude of people. These are called visitors. These are not called disciples. They're not called apostles, but they're out of all Judea and Jerusalem, from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. What was present in that day is exactly what was present in our day, in our church services, because there's always those visitors that are present, and we're thankful for those. I'm glad that Jesus Christ formed his own kind of church during his own personal ministry. This is the kind of church that we want to explain to you about. If you're not in one of the Lord's churches, we want you to be found faithful to God and to be obedient unto him, because this is what God wants for you.
Well, we pray that this morning's message has been a blessing to you. And if you need to learn more about the topic of the Lord's church, feel free to visit our website at independencebaptist.org. You'll find many different books, articles, and audio messages that are available, including some on the Lord's church. We'd also love to talk about this in person if you're able to come and join us for services. We'll be meeting several times today. You're welcome to come and join us for any and all of these services. The first one will be at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, followed by 11 a.m. worship services. Then in the afternoon, we'll be meeting at 3:45 for a prayer meeting and 4:30 for worship services. And then later in the week, we'll meet on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. And you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'd absolutely love to see you there. Our time this morning has disappeared very quickly, but we've enjoyed being able to share this time with you and encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for a message about Satan's main method.